Of course, that's a little story I've told many times about Ajahn Chah, where he was, it was toward the end of his, before he got really ill and wasn't, and became bedridden and not able to speak. And he said, there was a lot of people around, the monks and a few monks and lay people. And he just sort of gave this kind of random sort of thing. Oh, you know, Wat Bapong has been here for 25 years now. And, you know, there's never really been a rich person come to Wat Bapong. And somebody asked, Lopa, how can you say that? There's been many really wealthy people, really, you know, rich and powerful people come to Wat Bapong. They're your disciples. There's many of you are your disciples. And Ajahn Chah, he said they may have money, but they don't know what's enough. So he said, so that, because to be rich is to know what's enough. And so that sense of shedding, not accumulating, you know, is having wealth is not necessarily a source of ease and well-being if it's not enough. And so that just that knowing what's enough is really important. As he said, I mean, the way there's several Thai people here. So he said, the way he said, right. So there is this sense, I'll never quite be it. No, never quite.